All right. Good afternoon, Desert Vista High School Thursday Big Band. Got some fans in the house, I hear. Eric Applegate here with you from the University of Northern Colorado. Looking forward to hearing your set. You've got some nice music on the docket here. Hope you've been enjoying your time here at the festival and have been able to partake of some other performances by other schools and maybe hear some different charts and pieces you might not have heard before. Maybe meet a few new people that you might be able to get together with and jam with. Nice sound out of the band. Nice feel throughout the band. Definitely generated by, I mean, you know, the rhythm section sounds good is what I'm trying to say. The rhythm section, the groove isn't just the rhythm section's job. It's the whole band. They're navigating that seven really very nicely. It can be easy in those odd meters to rush that last, the beginning of the next bar, essentially. But you guys were holding it together really nicely. Yeah, that last little fear, the ooh, you want to be able to really lay that back into that groove. Shaka-tuka-taka-tuka-taka-tuka-taka-tuka. Now go ahead and be really, you know, assertive with that hi-hat groove. You're the one that's informing us of what the feel really is. Yeah, Brandon. I like your attitude, you know, you really fit the tune. Be good for you to dig in and really study, you know, what are the notes that go with those chords, especially in the second part of the solo, and really focus in on playing just the ones that sound, you know, sound the best, right? Find the best possible notes. And then in navigating the seven, you want to try to develop some rhythmic language that'll help you get through that. Can be, I don't know how this is written, if it's written in seven or written as a bar of four and a bar of three, but if you think of it as a bar of four and then a bar of three, it can help you come up with some rhythms that will fit and will really help you know, roll along nicely. Still really nice feel. Like the vibe on this one. I think you guys are really capturing it really nicely. Hey, you know, at the very loud part there at the end of the shout, just be conscious of your tone. Yeah, be conscious of your tone. Never sacrifice any of the other components for the sake of volume. Don't compromise your tone, intonation, style, just for the sake of volume. And it sounds like that last little lick, we could, you know, use a little still fine-tuning on getting that to lay really exactly with everybody.
Hold it all together there, Brett Bell.
Yeah, nice job on that feel. This is such a beautiful piece. Yeah, so it's important to breathe in together and in time if you want to start together. Yeah, so Bob himself said that the chords he wrote in this one are especially hard to tune. So you guys are doing a good job, but, you know, don't give up. Keep working little sections of these phrases to really hear how those chords are voiced. Yeah, and I'd encourage you, this is a very hard piece, so you're doing great, but I encourage you maybe a little more front to the sound of those quarter notes. Do, 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 and everyone subdividing the whole time. Yeah, it'd be nice to hear on the brushes on the snare. It'd be nice to hear a definition of what the subdivision is. Are you conceptualizing this as a swing feel or straight? Is it shoo, sha, shoo, shoo, sha, shoo, or sha, 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 sha? And what did Mel do on the recording? It's a question for, you know, you to ask and really listen and dig in. Yeah, that's a section that's really hard to tune to, but go for attitude and blend all the time, even if the structures are really hard to get to lock intonation-wise. Nice. Well, I like how you're using that opening motive from the melody to build some of your ideas for the solo. Nice. That's a nice idea. When you're building a solo, remember you've got choices orchestrationally that you could vary things with. So your choices are, you know, fifths. Right now, everything's been fifths in the left hand and then octaves in the right hand. What about, you know, fourths in the right hand, or maybe some kind of constant structure voicing that moves around? Or maybe, you know, something other than the fifths in the right, in the left hand from time to time. Nice job, though. Creative, really well thought out, very compositional in approach. Yeah, a little more front to the sound because it's coming out. Yeah, yeah. Da, da. It's good to bring out the difference in dynamics. If you, you know, when you listen to that famous recording by Mel's band of this, they make a big deal out of those changes of dynamics in the middle of the phrase. Yeah, nicely in tune, last chord. Very nice. Yep, it's a tough one to do. Hats off to you for doing it and doing a good job keep after it. You know, you still got time in the year. I hope you still, even if you, I don't know if you have more performances this year, but even if you don't, I hope you, you know, keep working on this one because there's still a lot to learn from it, if you know what I mean. And I hope you all are taking the opportunity to, you know, when you do these pieces that have really great recordings available of them, that you're taking the opportunity on your own to play along with those recordings. You know, that's the best way to practice them. That was what, you know, it's going to tell you the style, the sound, the intonation, everything you need to know is on those recordings. Yeah, again, really nice feel back there on the drums. I'm sorry, I missed your name when Mr. Krill said it, and it's not on my sheet. But yeah, you've got a nice feel in these funky 16th note things. Yeah, nice. I'd love to hear you do some day sometime. I bet you're great at that too. Nice job back there on the bass. I don't have your name either, but it's super solid, right in time, right on. And those are not easy lines or easy rhythms. And make sure the funky strumming of the guitar is really locked in with the hi-hat 16th notes. It's got to be right in that same subdivision, same groove. Those last two notes in the trumpet figure are rushing a little bit. Listen to the hi-hat. Da, do, da, da, da. Yeah, nice change of texture there. Yeah, I definitely want that funky strumming to be in the 16th note groove. So somebody to listen to would be Nile Rodgers, you know, and all his recordings and all the things he's produced over the years. That'd give you some idea. But maybe check it. But whatever you do, it's gotta be right in that 16th note groove with a hi-hat. Brandon, again, you're catching the attitude and the vibe right on. Be nice to hear you, you know, get after some authentic jazz language, you know, some melodic and rhythmic figurations that are coming from great jazz musicians, you know, like Dexter Gordon or Wayne Shorter or, you know, Michael Brecker, John Coltrane, Ralph Moore. Ronan, that's a really nice sound. You're choosing really good notes, good articulations, good rhythms. Yeah, same comment to you, though. It's good to, you know, get after some authentic language. Freddie Hubbard, Roy Hargrove, et cetera, et cetera. Woody Shaw. I think you'd dig some Woody Shaw. As this goes on, rhythm section, we need to figure out a way that it can develop and grow. So maybe we're going to move up to the ride cymbal. Maybe we can, you know, develop a little bit. Develop the groove a little bit in the bass. maybe we need to, you know, start this with a little less activity in the bass and then build up to this. Not, you know, I don't know. I don't know what's written there. But under this section, we want the rhythm section to develop and grow. Yeah, keep that same grooving subdivision in your head, though. Shuck-a-dick-a, 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 shuck-a-dick. Gotta keep that groove in your head even when you're soloing. Especially when somebody like you that has such a great groove. Yeah, really nice blend there in the band. I think of this, for the attitude of this chart, short notes even shorter. Yeah. I think that would, you know, capture the energy of what the rhythm section's giving you. Hey, all right, you guys. You cats. That's a really nice set. Super diverse. Really nice to hear all those charts. Very well rehearsed, and a lot of great things happening here in terms of sound and style, in terms of groove in the rhythm section and throughout the band. So keep it up. You're in really good hands with Mr. Krill. And keep listening. Listen, listen, listen. That's going to tell you more than anything. Play it when you... When you have a chance, you're playing something like First Love Song where there's a great recording of it. When you're practicing, play along with that recording. It's going to tell you all you need to know. Improvisers, let's start getting after some, you know, accurate, authentic jazz language, because that's, you know, that for where you're at, that's the next step for you guys, you know. And let's look for ways to involve the rhythm section in terms of development over the long haul of these charts. Again, that's going to be something that comes from listening, you know. So, great to hear you guys. You guys are doing very well. And that was a nice set to hear. Very nice to hear, especially, you know, toward the end of what's been kind of a long day for me. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much for being here, and hope you've had a great day here. Look forward to hearing you in the future. Keep up the great work.